Shmaya, covered Pesach Sheni today, covered Lag BaOmer, covered Pars Emor, covered Purim, why not, right? So like this. So Pesach Sheni is very. I got tell him to come upstairs. What room is this? So basically, the Nakuda of Pesach Sheni is a very mysterious day. I got a text today from someone like, what do I do today?
No.
And it's like,
you say
no. It's not, come on, you know? It's not much of a shiloh here, you know? I mean, here it's a shiloh, but So the Nakuda is that it's, what's really going on in Pesach Sheni? So I think a very beautiful, the Or Gedalia really gives us, give me a good, you know, I got a good eitzah from it, just what's going on today. So, speak a little about this, and it's going to bring us into exactly what to speak about. When it comes to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Lag BaOmer, it's like, you can't, like, I asked this to Rav Matel Zilber the other night. I asked him, like, a question about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, like, there's no specific thing to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He's a kol everything. So it's hard to, like, get in the shir what you want to do. But Mirtz Hashem, through going through the Or Gedalia, will bring out a nice nakuda for Avodas Hashem with Lag BaOmer. So it goes like this. So Ksiv, in the Or Gedalia, says, Vayomru ha'nashim, ha'hema elav, anachnu t'meim le'nefesh adam, lam nigar levati yakriv eskarban Hashem, mo'ado b'sok b'nei Yisrael. So this was the nakuda, hey, brother. So this was the Nakuda of Pesach Sheni. This is the pasuk that they said Lam Nigara, right? They wanted. Why are we missing out? Maybe Rashi Divrei Chazal. Veruya Haisa Parsha Zu LeAmer Aide Moshe Kasher Kol Torah Kula. Right? Should have been, this parsha of Pesach Sheni should have been said through Moshe Rabbeinu, like the whole Torah is. Ela Shezachu Elu Shetomer Aidehen Shemagaglin Tzchus Aide Zakai. Since they stepped up, therefore they merited to have this parsha said to them. So it says, "Tzrichim lahavin ma taina hizu lama nigara." What exactly is what are they crying about that they missed out? Halo hayu tameim upaturim lasas pesach. So the maisa, they're potter from doing the karban pesach. So they didn't do anything wrong. Why are they like so? You know, give out your potter from mitzvahs. You know, that's where all of us are thinking that. So besvarim kadosh mevi maisa mizar kadosh bahu yenuka shepaga betanaim shebo meesek pejun shvuyim. So this person is yenuka who bumped into all these tanaim. They came back and do pejun shvuyim, right? Redeeming someone who's in jail or captured. Veker yenuka peneim shelo kara kriya shema bezmana, and he saw on their foreheads that they didn't say kriya shema bezmana, right? And what they say to him, they said, oh, no, basically we're doing Pidyon Shvuim, so therefore, Osik Mitzah, Patim and Mitzah, that's why we didn't get to say Kriya Shema Bezmana. V'afal pikeim anu roam she'enuka hekir apneim eza pegam shlo kar Kriya Shema. Hold on a second, it's interesting, because he saw on their foreheads that they didn't say Kriya Shema Bezmana. But why? They're Patir. So the Maisa, why is that a bad thing? Afsha you patur mi Kriya Shema. We learn a ginormous yisod from this. The after amrina sheosik mitzah patam in a mitzah, even if you could say osik mitzah is patam in a mitzah, aval kevin shesivev kadosh baruch hu hasiba, since Hashem worked out these certain things that happened, she you patam in a mitzah, since Hashem made it be that you became patam from a mitzvah, zes simin sheyesh bo eze pegam vechisaron shebishvila lo zach lasos mitzah. Lemaisa, yes, patam in a mitzah, yeah, good. But because you got potter from a mitzvah, that shows that there was a certain chisar in your avoda that made you potter from a mitzvah. Ki elu hayu zakai legamrei lo haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavi vasibo sheya potter mitzvah. If you were totally zoche, Hashem wouldn't have worked this out that you'd miss out on a mitzvah. V'davar zeh hikir hayenuka apneim shaltanayim sheya behem eza chisar shelo zachu lekabel o malchus shemayim bezmana. And this is what he recognized on the forehead. It's like Rav Nachman says. Nachman says, we know the concept of, right, person who, what's the word? Machshava tzarpa mitzarpa l'maisa, right? Hashem sees if you wanted to do mitzvah and for whatever reason you couldn't do it, Hashem counts the machshava as a maisa, right? So it's kishmak. But Nachman says, I think it's in Chaim Aran or Sichazran, he says, but l'maisa, you didn't do the maisa. So yes, Hashem counts it as kishmak, but you didn't do the maisa. So don't try to be like, I tried. You didn't do it though. So it's kind of what it is here. Yes, you're a putter, but lemaisa, that's not so gishmak that you're a putter. So the nakuda here on Pesach Sheni is that yes, they were a putter from it, but what happened? They're like, we don't want that though. We don't want to have a chisar on us, right? So this is what it says about them. It says, "Vizeu parshas Pesach Sheni." This is the Indian of Pesach Sheni. Shepalu lechol hadoros shegam misha yatamei over der chokah. And you're potter from mitzvos. You're tamei, right? You don't have to do the mitzvos. Afim yes zem machmas is a chisaron to pegam benafshim. Even if it's because of pegam that you have, she bicholsam liskarev oda pam aydei kavas ha Pesach Sheni. Which what? He says it's the day of Pesach Sheni is that you bring your tshuka into Maisa. Is that yes, you could be putter from it, but it's megal today that Hashem, we don't want to miss out on mitzvahs. It's a chiddush that you're putter from mitzvah, but you say to Hashem, I don't want to live a bidyevet. I want that on Lag BaOmer. I don't want to be locked in a hotel at some Shabbaton. Chas v'shalom, we're going to bake the gezeirah burger. We're going to break it for you, right? We don't want to be locked in a hotel. I want to be with chevra celebrating Rav Shir Bar Yochai. I want to be in Meirot. I want to be in Uman Rosh Hashanah, Amen V'Amen, right? And it shouldn't be a thing that like, oh, okay, I'm putter, I couldn't do it. No, the Maisa, we have to step up to Hashem and say, Lama Nigara. That's like the cry of Pesach Sheni. Is that Hashem, I don't want to miss out. So that's why I'll be Remez, we could say, is that if you spell Lama Nigara in Miloy, it's Gematria 988. So, the Maisa, if you guys are familiar with the Shema Kadit of Lag BaOmer? Okay, so it goes like this. Basically, we know that the Ari says that the Yimei Sphir is Yimei HaDin. So Din is a Shem Elokim, okay? So, the marker here? No. So if you take the Shem Elokim, so basically sweetening the name of Elokim is you have to go to the letters before it, right? So what's before an Aleph? An Aleph, right? So what's before a Lamed? Yeah. What's before a Lamed? A Chaf, right? So what's before a Hey? A Dalid. What's before a Yud? A Tes. What's before a Mem Sofit? A Mem. Right? So that's sweetening the name of Hashem Elokim. So the letters before that is Aleph, Chaf, Dalet, Tes, Mem. Okay? Yeah? Everyone good so far? So basically, what two letters didn't change just now?
Aleph
and Mem. So what letters changed? You now have a Chaf, a Dalet, and a Tes. So what's Chaf plus Dalet plus Tes? 20 plus 4 plus 9? 33. It's Lag BaOmer. So it's a shame of Lag BaOmer. Zakadi. Okay? So if you take... So that means that shame goes with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Lamani Gara b'Miloi 988 is Gematria exactly Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai plus the Shema Kadit, which is the whole soul of Lag BaOmer is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's day, and this is the name you're mechaving. There's a koach here. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is within Pesach Sheni. I mean, we're already in the week of Hod. What else do you see in other remez like this? Is the pasuk says Vayamru Ha Anashim Ahema Elav. The Anashim came to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Anashim. Ari says that Hamidei Rabbi Akiva were who? Was Eliezer, Nehemiah, Shimon, Yehuda, and Meir. Anashim, Aleph, Elazar, Nun, Nehemiah, Shin, Shimon, Yud, Yehuda, and Mem, Meir. That within this is already, there's a remez going on that what? That there's Oros of Lag BaOmer within Pesach Sheni. Is that Pesach Sheni Lag BaOmer is that day of Lam Nigara. To scream at Hashem, Hashem, I want to be Osek in Pnimius Torah. I want to live at Derech Pnimius. I want that. I don't want to be someone who just, you know, go through the motions a lot. I want to be mamash involved. I want to be fired up for Avodas Hashem. So that's Nekuda Aleph of Pesach Sheni. Is that scream of Lam Nigara. That I don't want to be missing out. To show I have a Ratzon for it. That's why Ratzon is what? Ratzon is Gematria Lag BaOmer. That Ratzon for Avodas Hashem. Not that, okay, I have a mitzvah here. Whatever. No, I'm on fire that I want mitzvahs. L'chachila, I want mitzvahs. I want every mitzvah. I want everything I could get. Right?
Here is the month of Ratzon.
Iyar is the month of Ratzon.
Did you speak about that a couple of years ago? After one of the Minyanim.
It could be. It definitely could be. There could be some there I'm not thinking of right now. But, I mean, it's because there's...
Iyar is Rosh Hashem Yisrael.
Ah, good. That's what we said last week. Very, very good. Right? Iyar, as I say, was Rosh Hashem Yisrael. So there's a Ratzon. I mean, Yirev, what is that? Ritzon Yirev Yaseh. Also. So the Ratzon of the Reav mean that you have the Ratzon. So ER is also, it's very good, it's time for Ratzon. Because Lag BaOmer is the highlight of ER, you could say. Right? So that's a Ratzon. Also, a Melchemes HaMalik is within ER. What's a Malik's whole Indian? Asher Karcha B'derech. Right? They try to make you Mikre. Right? Mikre is Gematria Ratzon also.
That's Kiara Kizka. We
said lastly, it's Chai ER. Good. Very good. So there's a lot of Nikudas coming up here that there's a Ratzon. So that's Nikuda Aleph. Okay? So, Nikuda Beis. So, second piece of Org Dalel, he says like this. Ve'elu ha'anashim asher ayu zakan be'emes, right? Right, they were holy good people. Very, very strong people. V'zach l'horid ha'parsha to Pesach Sheni Mishmaim. They brought down a whole parsha, right? Hayu harishonim shehored parsha b'torah v'zehu inyan shel Torah Shvah Peh. So mean the what? Is that they brought Torah Shvah Peh, because it came through an Adam, into Torah Shebichsav. Sh'ai de ha'amel ve'agiyah shelo hu mosif chelek b'torah. Through their amelis, they brought in a whole chelek of Torah here. V'af a simcha, a yomtif they brought in. V'af sh'aya parsha b'torah shebichsav, even though it's within Torah Shebichsav, but the way they brought it down is that it was orer from us, right? Through the avoda of the Adam, brought in this parsha, right? So like this. Pesach sheni, hu mitzad avodas ha'adam, like we just saw. Masha Adam aydei avodaso v'ritzono tzarech l'sakin masav, that a person through his avoda brings something about. V'hu ha'avoda mitzad ha'yachid. Kol yachid v'yachid l'sakin inyanav. U'svartem lachem, svira l'chol echad v'echad, right? So the inyan is that what is the whole inyan Pesach sheni, it's being ma'or ourselves to realize that what every single person matters, right? It's a yomtiv from an Adam. So who's the greatest Adam? We say in Bar Yochai, Nasa Adam Nemar Bavurecha. That being an Adam is said about who? It's said about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Also, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, like we're going to get to from the Tzidat Tzadik, Chesagin Aleinu, is that he's the Indian of this Indian of Torah Shabbat Peh also. So what do we see? That the Yomtiv of Pesach Sheni is all Yomtiv of what of Torah Shabbat Peh? You know, this time of the year, it's already getting, it's summertime almost. It's, you know, life. May I forget, I finish here. And it's even Mechazik ourselves of Torah Shabbat Peh, right? So where do we see that in Indian of Torah Shabbat Peh? So it goes like this. That, sure, again, says in the Sefer here, I should probably tell him with me, says like this. We know we say in Tehillim, right, we say Torah Hashem Tamima, right? So, if you look, it's in Parakiyat Tes, right? So when it gets to Torah Hashem Tamima, right, so it goes like this. Torah Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nafesh, that's A. Eidus Hashem Ne'mana Machkinit Pasi, right, Machkinit Pasi, that's 2, right? It's all different midos. Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev, 3. Mitzvah Hashem Bara Miyir Sinayim, 4. Yiras Hashem Tehora Omez La'ad, 5. So, Chesed Gvurah Tveres Netzach Hod. Hod's also number 5. So he says, that he brings on Sfas Emes, that this Inyan of Yiras Hashem Tehora is what? Is an Inyan of Hod. And what's this week? This week is Hod. Yeah? So that means that Hod has a Sheikhas to Yiras Shemayim. Right? So like this, ki yira shaykh daikel midas hod ki moshe kasavnu shu ikra avodas ha'adam v'lachin shaykh pasuk zed daikel midas hod l'arna kohen. This mid of hod, like there's a pasuk that says in Tehillim, right? Eretz yara. So Eretz is the place of Adam, and yara is lashon of yira. That yira is shaykh to the Adam, and since the mid of hod, which is Torah Shabbat Peh, is shaykh to the Adam, that's shaykh to yira shemayim. Yeah. V'asas emes mevi from chidush arim ki lag ba'omer m'sugul yira shemayim v'hu kana. So that means since Hod is in Yir Shemayim, right? Follow that so far? Right? Hod is in Yir Shemayim. So that means Hod Shebehod is Mamish in Yir Shemayim. So what do we want to say here? So now it goes like this, yeah? Befra, b'yam elu shel Hod, az tzarech adam l'schazik midas ha'yira, sh'ayda hu zoch l'tara. So dafka, during these weeks of Hod, this week of Hod, you have to be mechazik yourself in Yira. So how do you mechazik yourself in Yira? So Yira is Malchus, yeah? So what's Malchus? Malchus is Torah Shabbat Peh. So he says, U'schazik b'limin ha-Torah, b'esak ha-Torah v'igiyah b'Torah Shabbat Peh. Shizeu ikr ha-Vod of Yom-Elu. Ikr ha-Vod of these days is Torah Shabbat Peh. Why? You're going to tell me ikr ha-Vod is Pnimiyas ha-Torah. So Rabbi Shimon's whole inyan, no? So first of all, if anyone wasn't at Rav Matal Shir the other night, he said such a yesod. He said Sotas HaTorah isn't about learning Kabbalah, isn't about learning Ari, Zohar. It's not about that. Sotas HaTorah is that I have a Gemara in front of me and I learn it al derech pnimis, which is the Chiddush, which a person has to know, is that what Rabbi Shimon Chai is all over Mishnayos. He's all over the place. Why? You shouldn't be there. You should be in pnimis. It's teaching what? That the Ikar Inim is that how do I learn? How do I carry myself? Do I learn b'derech pnimius? You could have a person learns Kabbalah, and they learn as a chachma, and that leads them to kfir. Then you could have a person who's always taking Gemara, and he's mamish holding by more pnimius than anyone else in the whole yeshiva. Why? Because it's all about how a person learns, how a person carries himself. So listen to what the Tzvi Tzadik has to say about the Inyan of Torah Shabbat Peh with Lag Bomer. Just to build this Inyan, then we're going to mamish start flying. Ready? What's your name, by the way?
Micha.
Micha's here. The Navi Micha has came. So it goes like this, right? Tzvi Tzadik.
Peter.
So it goes like this, yeah? So we know the pasuk says Gali Nai Vapita Neflas Torah Secha. So obviously that's a clear remez to what? Lag B'Omer, Gali Nai, revealed to my eyes. Yeah.
Gal.
Yeah, Gal is to reveal. So Gal is log. Very good. Right. So he says like this. He says Zu Nemra Beruach Kodesh Al Asid. He said this pasuk of Gali Nai Vapita Neflas Torah Secha was mamish was said with Beruach Kodesh by David Melech. She Yidrashu Lahat Yelichto of Torah Shabbat. So this was written that what? Enable to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? Vizehu Gali Nai Vabita. Daika Masha Kasa Besefer. Right? Vabita means to see. So normally Torah Shabbat Peh was given over, I speak to your ear. So Gali Nai Vabita means that what? I could see it in the Sefer. So how's this Marumas with Lag B'Omer? Like this. So it says Gali Nai Vabita Niflos. So it says Niflos is the Osios Nafal Os. Mean the what? The Osios came down onto paper. That was given in 40 days. Right? So you see that that remez? That naflaos is nafal os. That the osios were allowed to be put onto paper. To be allowed to be written. Yeah? V'chein, v'abita mitorasecha, and that I could see within your Torah secha. Gematria 1098. Gematria, exactly. Torah shebal peh. Right? Asher yaschil lichtov biyom hazeh. That when was Torah shebal peh first written? On Lag BaOmer was when the first time it had Rishus Min Hashemayim, right? That's why Yom Lag BaOmer is Gematria 407 is Gematria Os, right? Nafal Os. The Nafal be Lag BaOmer. That's the first time we were allowed to write down. This is Paro. V'zeh Nafal Os. Mean that what? The whole Inyan of Torah Shabbat Peh, it started to be written down on Lag BaOmer. Okay. So we just built three Nekudas. That one Nekuda was like this. One Nekuda we saw the Ratzon from an Adam. That what? That this day is Shaykh to Adam. Dafka who? Aaron HaKohen. Mida Hod Shebehod. And Dafka Aaron's Mida is what? Ahava. Right? What's the Pasuk? Olif Shalom V'Rodev Shalom. So that's Aleph. Yeah? We see also Hod is the time of Torah. Right? That there was a whole thing, Mishadesh, Torah Shepapet, and Torah Shepachsav. So another Indian of Torah. And the other thing also is at the time, Yiras Hashem. Yeah? So we have Hashem, we have Torah, and we have Yisra. So there's a concept from the Zohar Kadosh, a famous line. He says what? Kutchebrichu Yisrael v'oraisa chadhu. He says what? Hashem, the Torah, and Klai Yisrael, they're all one. Mamash one. So this Inyan Pesach Sheni is more of this Inyan, and now we bring it down to Lag BaOmer. So how does this come up? So, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to try to do right now, we're going to try to bring out, to try to be Nichla, the whole Inyan, of where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes out with all these Inyanim. Of that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Inyan of Hashem. He's the Inyan of Torah, he's the Inyan of Yisrael. So you have to be careful. So what does that mean that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Indian of Hashem? Yeah? So first it goes like this. Is that Rabbi Nachman has a Torah in Likut Maran, in Torah Nun Beis. It's kedai for every person to know this. It's such a sweet Torah. Where he says basically that there's a thing called Chayev Metzias, that you have a set Metzias, that you are something. And then there's an Efshir Metzias, that you're temporary. So he says a person is a temporary Metzias. Right? I mean that you yourself, you're here now and tomorrow, whatever. You know? So you're temporary Metzias. So the goal is that what? That who's the only Chayev Metzias? Hashem. He's the only person he's the only thing that is, was, and will be. Nothing. Nothing else could be without him. So he says, the way that a person makes himself the Chayev Metzias is that in your Hisbordus, the Tachas of Hisbordus is to get the place of Bittel. So you make yourself into an Ayin. So when you make yourself Bittel, who you mevatel to? I mean, if I'm mevatel to you, then basically, I become you. Right? Whatever you do, I'm going to do with you. So who's the tachas to mevata yourself to? Hashem. So when you're mevata yourself to Hashem, lemaisa, you become Hashem in a way. Why? Because you're mevata yourself. So the kuda is the mid of ayin. So that's why if you spell ayin b'miloy, right? So aleph lamed pei is 111, yud vav dad 20, nun vav nun is gematria 237, so that's like the tachlis of Ayin, the tachlis of Bittel. So Ayin v'mila is gematria exactly Bar Yochai. That what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is that Indian of Bittel. How do we know that? We say it in the Nigin of Bar Yochai itself. What do we say? We say, Bar Yochai or Mufla Romala, Yaresam Lahabi Kiravla, Taluma, the Ayin Korela, not the Ayin Lostrecha, the Ayin Korela Dafka. That Rav Shimon Bar Yochai has this Indian of Ayin. Where do you see it from him that he has this Indian of Ayin? He mamish made himself dead. He buried himself in sand every day. You're not a person by doing that. I heard from Rav Aderet, even. Rav Aderet, I heard him say in the shir that Rav Aderet, Mamish did that because it was a tikkun that he Mamish died. It was as if he was dead. Why? Because that he buried himself in sand. Why? Because he was totally mevatel himself. His guf was cracked and destroyed. Because the only ones, who was he mevatel himself to? Tashem. And this made him a chayiv metzias. That's why Bar Yochai, you see Mamish, he's on fire now. The biggest Jewish gathering of the whole year happens where? By Rav Shimon. Why? Because he's mamish, he's pumping, he's on fire right now, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Because why? He made himself the Chayv Metzias. Yeah? Okay, so weiter. So, to hear a crazy, crazy, crazy Zohar. Mamish, this is wild. I heard this from Mor Sphere, it's from Rutzin. Listen to this. Pashtus. So listen to this. Listen to what the Zohar says. Yeah? So, I'll just read it. Yeah, I guess, right? Avad kutshibrichu yushalayim l'satiki gavim d'leila. It says that what? That Hashem created this yushalayim l'eila, yushalayim l'sata. Yeah? Avad shuru karta kadisha v'taroi mad ayel la'ayel ad diftechun taren. So the person can't go in there unless they get the key to the gate to go in. And he also made certain madrigos that a person can't get into those madrigos unless you're masaking your madrigos. So how do you get in? Right? So listen to this. It says, Man yachal liftach tarin dekarta kadisha. It says, who's able to open up these gates to the city of Yerushalayim? Uman yachal askana darkin deshure. And who's able to fix these madrigos of the chomos? Da Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Only Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai can get into this place. The Ihu Pasach Tarn derides the Chachmasa. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who opened up all the secrets of Pnimis HaTorah. He opened up everything. So with the Rishus Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you're able to enter deeper. You're able to enter into the Kodesh Kedashim, like I said last week, right? And that's why we know there's a Pasuk that it says, Chaver, put on your seatbelts, cover Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Uksiv, Yei Ra'ek Kol Zechuches Pnei HaAdon Hashem, that everyone has a Chiyav to what? To go see Pnei HaAdon Hashem. So what does that mean? Al yod regel, right? So it says, Man Pnei Adon Hashem, who's Pnei Adon Hashem? Da Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That Pnei Adon Hashem is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. She Ashchina Shore Imo Tamid. That's Dikin Nekram Pnei Ashchina. He's why? Because since the Shechina is always with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he's called the Shechina. He's called Pnei Adon Hashem. So the mice, you see it, the Al yod regel is where? Mamash Tamirun. Mamash, everyone's going to Miron Ali the Rego. The Zohar Kadr says that. That what? Ma Pnei Adon Hashem, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why? It's not that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was a kofer and he was trying to be better than Hashem. It's that he was so mevatel himself that he was so mizdabik to Hashem. Right? Like it says in the Gemara Sota, right? Is that a person has to be mizdabik to who? Yes, the ikr is to be Vatem Advekim, Vashem Lechem, Chaim Kulchem Ayom. Yeah? So the Gemara Sota asks, hold on a second, relax. Doesn't it say that Hashem is an Esho Cheles? So what if you get too close to fire? What happens? You get burnt. So it says, I'll die if I'm next to Hashem. No. So the Gemara says. So how do you get to Dveikas Hashem? Aide Tamid Chachamim. Through the Tamid Chachamim is how you get to Hashem. So who's the Iker Tzaddik? Who's the Tzaddik Yisod Olam? Like it says in the Zohar, Tzaddik Yisod Olam, Dar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the way we get to Hashem is Dafka through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's why everyone's going. Why? Because everyone knows. How do we get to that place? It's Dafka through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? That's why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Gemara of Sukkah, he says, Yachol ani iftor es kol ha'olam min adin. He says, I'm able to mitake the whole world, lift our kol ha'olam min adin. Why? Because he has this koach. Right? Tzadik goes there, v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is this one. So listen to this. You ready for a crazy maisa in the Zohar? This will set you on fire. So this is my Mari Zohar. Shin Nun Gimel. Ready? It goes like this. So Amar Le Rabbi Shimon. So basically Rabbi Shimon, just to give you a background, Rabbi Shimon and his son Rabbi Lazar were walking and they saw this malach holding these balls of fire and they said, what are you doing? He said, I'm coming to destroy the world. Okay? Amar Le Rabbi Shimon, Ma'at Ba'i Lemevad. What are you doing? Amar Le Ba'ina Lemechve Alma. I come to destroy the world. Begin the law shchichei tlasin zakayim bedar. Since there aren't 30 tzaddikim worthy in the door, I came to destroy the world. The halchi gazar kutchibrichu al Avram v'Avram hayohiye yeh begmatcher tlasin. So he says, just as Hashem made a gzera on Avram, and as long as there were 30, so to me, I'm coming to destroy the world. Amar le Rabbi Shimon, you listen to this? Bim tu minach zil kamei kutchibrichu. He says, Take yourself and go back up to Hashem. Ve'emalei bar yochai shliach v'ama. V'amar lo bar yochai nimtzav olam. Shish b'kocho levatas gzera. He says, go to Hashem and tell Hashem that I'm here. Okay? It's pretty intense, no? Azahu malacha kamei kachabrichu. This malach went up to Hashem. Amar lei mari de'ama gilei kamach ma d'amar li bar yochai. Ribono olam galu lefanecha ma sh'amar li bar yochai. He says, there's this guy bar yochai. He just told me this, right? Amar lei kachabrichu el malach. Hashem said to the malach, zil acharvei le'ama v'lo tashgach be bar yochai. He says, listen, go destroy the world and don't let bar yochai get in your way. Okay? So, kat asacha zei Rav Shimon l'malacha. Ah, so the malach came, and who do you see? Rav Shimon bar yochai. Amar lei, I la sezel, im lo seilich le'kadosh baruch v'shichuso. He says, if you don't go now to Hashem with what I told you, gazarna alach de lo seil l'shmaya, then I'm going to put a gzer on you, you're never going to go back up to Shemayim. V'seve ba'asar da'aza v'aza. Right? See, nidach makom. He says, you're going to stay down here. V'kati ol kamika jibrichu, when this malach who came to destroy the world went back up to Hashem, emalei, I leis tlasin zakan ba'ama, im ein shoshin tzadikim olam, lehevon esrim. Maybe there's 20. Dach yusiv, lo esa ba'vor esrim, like it said by Avram. If there's not 20, then I won't destroy the world. I leis esrim lehevo asar. If there's not 20, maybe there's 10. Right? Dach yusiv, lo ashkir ba'vor asara. V'i leis asar lehevi train. And if there's not 10, maybe there's 2. The inun ana uvri, because Baruch Hai said what? That if there's not 10, then there's me and my son. Listen to this, Chevra. Dehach yiksev, api shnaim edim yakum davar. Ve'ein davar el olam. Dehachsev dvar Hashem shmaim nasu. So he says, if there's 2, then you can save the world. Listen to what he says. V'leish train ha ischat. If there's not 2 tzaddikim in the whole world, then there's 1. V'anahu, and that's me. V'anihu, shani ha-tzaddik yisod olam. V'ani ro'i lehagen al kol ador. Dehachsev v'tzaddik yisod olam. Ha-tzaddik miyasid mekayimus olam. Rishim Rechai said to Malach, listen. Go up to Hashem and tell him that I'm here. And I'm the Tzaddik Sorolam, and I said there's no Gzeira right now. Bashat Nafek Kalam in Shemaya. There was a Baskel that came out and said what? Zakach Hulakach Rabbi Shimon. Ashrei whoever is a Chedek in Rabbi Shimon Baruchai. The Kachabrichu Gazar Le'ela, the Ad Mevatel Sata. That Hashem makes a Gzeira, and Baruchai comes and says no, and boom, no. Bevadei Alachim Mar, on Rabbi Shimon Baruchai, the Pasuk says, Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Ritzoncha. That what Hashem does the Ratzon of Rabbi Shimon Baruchai. Again, it sounds crazy to us. What? But Lamaisa, this is what it is. That what when we're misdabik, such a tzaddik, if you're part of the team of Rabbi Shimon Baruchai, which you want to be, shit, all the gzeiros can go away from you. Yachon yiftaras kol olam minadin. How much more so the people that are makura of two Rabbi Shimon Baruchai? Again, it sounds like craziness, but the base Aaron says, whoever has a muna in Rashbi gets chizuk from Rashbi. Right? And he also says, I heard this from Moshe Tzvi, that he says, kishem she Yehudi. Just as a Jew has to have a moon in Hashem, kach, you have to have a moon in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's crazy. And kashem shekadosh baruch hu bakol, so too, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is bakol. I mean, what? He's there for everyone. Again, we're not used to it. Like, what does that mean? But this is nice what it is. This is what the tzaddikim are telling us. So why? To take chizuk in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Lag BaOmer is a day what everyone could think. You go to Lag BaOmer, right? You say, ask one person, how was Meiron? Oh, it was awesome. Why? It was so many people. Okay? How was Meiron? It was, the lights there were crazy. How was Meiron? Oh, it was nuts. It was like crazy amount. There was so much food there, everything. Right? But so many people go there and miss the nekuda of Meiron. I was by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's it. I was by the tzaddik. And that's what it is. That sometimes it could be, if we're not zochah to be Meiron, right? Shekuda is that what? But me mizdabik. Learn the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Like Rav Matal Zilber said to me one time. He says, just as, you know, some people can go to Kever and be there, and some people could be learning a Sefer and mamash be mourned by the Tzaddik than anyone else. He also said, he said there's a special thing with Meiron. But what? When you learn the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's being mizdabik to that derech. That's being makusher to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So that's one nekud of how we see Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has the shaychus to being like Hashem. Yeah? Good? Good, everyone good so far? That's all. So then we say Oraisa. Okay. Oraisa. So, what's a Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Shaychus to Torah? So listen to the Hakdam of anyone, if you haven't learned the little Hakdam of Likutei Moran, you have to learn this. So it's like this. Ready? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Hivtiach, Shalos, Yishtachach, Torah Miyisrael Yadav. Right, Rav Nachman starts by saying what? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai made a promise that the Torah wouldn't be forgotten because of him. Right? That they were in Karabiyavne. And what did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say? Because the Pasuk says what? Ki lo si shachach mi pizara. Okay? He says what? It won't be forgotten from my children. Ukamor bizarra kadosh. Bahai chibura, the sefer zohar, that with this sefer zohar, yafkun ba min galusa. That's the trick to going out of galus. Unbelievable. Well, with the sefer zohar, that's how we get out of galus. The ata, boru e, the havein, niflos in a star stars in a kadosha. So he asks, why did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai use this pasuk of kilos hishachach mi pizara? Why of all the pasukim did he use that? Yeah? Ki be'emes, bazeh pasuk be'atz mamrumas v'nistar sorazeh. Sh'ayidei zaro sh'yochai sh'u Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ayidei ayado los hishkach ator Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was saying that what? That through Yochai, through the zar of Yochai, the Torah will never be forgotten. Why? If you take the Safet Tevos, Shal Pasuk, Ki is Yud, right? Lo is Aleph, Ches is, Tishkach is Ches, Mipi is Yud, Zaro is Vav, like Berger has, what does that spell? Yochai. The Yidin Ram is that the Pasuk that says, Ki lo si shachach and Pi Zaro, that what the Torah won't be forgotten is through who? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He's the one, he's Maftiach. All the Tzadikim are saying Kerem Yavna. He's the only one who steps up and says, will never be forgotten from Klai Yisrael. Why? Because of me. Yafkun be megalusa with high behai chibura. Well, with the Sefer HaZohar, which means that one, even if you have a shaychus, if you have a rotzon to learn Sefer HaZohar, that's your shaychus to Gula. Again, there's Gula Prati and there's Gula Klali. To have Gula Prati, being osik in Sotah to Torah, you have mamash Gula there. It feels Guladik. That's like Pardes, right? Pshat Remes Drash Sod. Pardes, Gematra Lag Bomer. Where you, the day you could tap into the Pardes, to be zochet to tap into that Pardes, that's Lag Bomer, right? So I know, like, last week Rabbi Cohen was saying that there's a big tzaddik who passed away in the Five Towns, right? Rabbi Binyamin Kamenetsky, right? Right? So Rabbi Cohen was saying how any Torah that's anywhere in the Five Towns is only Bizchus or Binyamin Kamenetsky. Yeah? And it's Emes. So I want to take it a step further. Any Torah that's in the world today is Bizchus or Rishon Baruch Hai. Any shaykhus you have to Torah is why? Because Rishon Baruch Hai was Maftiach thousands of years ago. Ki losi shachach bizara. That will never be forgotten. Why? Because of me. So how much on Lag Bomer? Just to thank Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Give up. Thank you for being maftiach and believing in me. Right? So that's one nekuda of the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So we know that there's two parts to Torah. There's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. So Bnei Yisrael has a remez. What he says is that the Torah Shebichsav is a shame havaya, okay? And Torah Shebal Peh is a shame adnas, okay? So now you have Torah. And you have Adnus Havaya. So Torah is 611. Havaya Adnus is 91. What's 611 plus 91? 702. Good. So 702, yeah? So before we get there, good. So 702, yeah? So we see that Torah and both the chelik of Bichsav and Baal Peh is this inni of 702. 702 is Gematria, exactly, Shimon Bar Yochai. Why? And Shabbos. Yeah? Because this it's one thing. Shem Rechai is Shabbos.
702?
Torah, right. Havaya Adnus, like Bnei Yisrael brings down. Because what? Rishon Rechai is called all Torah. Everything. He's all over Torah Shebal Peh. And when he's the one who says, Kilos Yishachat Bizarro, in what? In Torah Shebichsav. Because the Indian, he has that Nekuda. Okay, so now we've seen that. Rishon Rechai has an Indian of Kutchabrichu. He has an Indian of Oraisa. And now let's go Yisrael. Yeah? So we know that the way Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said it about the Chevra, the Chevraya Kedisha of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, was Anan b'chavivusa talya milsa. It says, by us, the Indian is a hava. It's chavivusa. Mamash, the hava they had between each other. Right? So Tzvi Tzadik has a remez. Again, everything through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is all based on this hava of the chavirim together. So we know the remez is that lo nagu kavod zebazeh, the Tamir Rabbi Kiva, is that what? They had a certain sinna for each other. Right? So they were sonim. In a way. So the Ikir Inyan of Lag BaOmer is that, hey, you see, it's Achdus Yisrael all over the place. Look how many people go to Meiron. Every type of person can be dancing in one circle. Right? So you have to take Sonim and you have to fix Sonim. Hatred. So Sonim, Sin, Nun, Aleph, Yud, Mem. Yeah, Sonim, Rosh Tevos, Shimon, Nehemia, Elazar, Yehuda, and Meir. Those are the five Tamir Rabbi Kiva that I started over with. Why? Because the Inyan of Lag BaOmer, you're bringing Mavshech, Ahava, and Shalom into the world. You're fixing up what the Tamir Rabbi Kiva messed up in. Right? It's a tikkun for them. And it's wild to think about it. The Pri Chadash asked the question in Halacha. Lemaisa, how are you celebrating Lag BaOmer? Granted that they all died, but they're not coming. It's they're all gone. So what's the simcha of it? The simcha of it is that you see the koach of the Tzvi Tzadok says, you see the koach of these five Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. That what? In one day, everyone just stopped dying. And boom, all of a sudden they fill the whole world up with Torah. So how could you not have such a simcha based on that? That what? They filled up everything now. It's a simcha Rabbi Akiva. The what? Starting over. Because Rabbi Akiva was mocking what? These guys had it. He said, listen, they messed up. We're not going to do that. Ingredient is a hava. You see, someone who's part of the chevr of Rabbi Shimon Achai, like we saw from Rabbi Nachman. Anyone who's part of the chevr of Shimon Achai cares for one another. It's that we look out for each other. Anam chavivusa tai milsa. It's that a hava is Yisrael. And now, to start wrapping up. Yeah? So, Tzid Tzadik in page Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Maybe for some wild Ramazan chevr. It says like this. Move on, yeah? So yeah, okay, fine. So we know the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Lama Gimel, right? Hine Matov Manaim Sheves Achin Gam Yachad. Okay, it happens to be that this was the pasuk in Tehillim that Rishon Rechai left this world on, that pasuk, that parak, Kuf Lama Gimel. Right? It goes like this. Move on, Bezet, She'iris Akra, Sheves Achin Gam Yachad. It says, understand, when it says Sheves Achin Gam Yachad, right? 5 more minutes. Loros, Shebiyom Azek Kevar Nishava Shalom Beinayim. That this day created a certain sense of Shalom. Right, Belishim Sina Viktata. Rak Derech Achim Ahuvim Zalze. This day is a day what where Chevra gets together. Right, Vizehu Sheves. Shu Romez LeYom Azeh. Shu Yom Chai Iyar. Right, it's the day of Chai Iyar. Shu Sod Ratza. Right, so Yom Chai Iyar is Gematria 295, which is Gematria, which is Ratza from the word Ratza. Right, Vigam Yom Lag Bomer Shu Sod Sonim. Yeah, so it says we take Yom Chai Iyar plus Yom Lag Ba'Omer is Gematria exactly 702 is Gematria exactly Sheves is also Gematria exactly Shimon Bar Yochai. That this Nakuda, Sheves Achin Gam Yachad, right? But the Sheves is that we have to sit with each other, sit together, you know, make a couple of chaims together, make a couple of tanses together, whatever it is, eat a little bit together, right? It's a matzah on Pesach Sheni, right? Only Shmur matzah, right? So Yom Chai Iyar and Yom Lag Ba'Omer is Gematria exactly Sheves. It's a day where Chevra comes and sits together. Okay, good. Right. So it says, we know we said before, with Sonim is the five Tamin Rabbi Kiva, the Ram is Achamish Taminim. Lachin. Harashi Tevos Me'anu Milin, that Ma Na'im Sheves Achim Yachad. Yeah? Heim Asvan, so Ma is Mem, Na'im is Nun, Sheves is Shin, Achim is Aleph, Yachad is Yud. What does that spell? Harashi Tevos is the five Tamin Rabbi Kiva. Right, Shehu Hanatrikon Shalhei Tamidim VeTevas Gam. So it's a little deeper. We'll read it. VeGam Habo BeEmtza Nidreses Gam Kein LaAtzim Besod BeChinas Mochi Gadlus Shabir Harizal. He says that these five Tamidim Rabbi Akiva had Mochin the Gadlus. Familiar with that concept? Mochin the Gadlus. Okay, this is what they had. So that's Gam is Mochin Gadlus. Fine. VeZel Gam Hanatrikon Mochi Gadlus. Okay, now listen to this. VeAchin Kol Hakra. You ready, Chaver? Everyone ready? Just to hear some from Mamish Niflos. VeAchin Kol Hakra of Hinei. Ma, Tov, Uma, Noim, Sheves, Achim, Gam, Yachad. Okay? It's Gematria, exactly. Shimon, Elazar, Yehuda, Meir, Nehemiah. The five Tamir Rabbi Kiva, the definition of his what? Is Sheves, Achim, Gam, Yachad. What? A time of mamish, such a hav with each other. That's the Nakuda of what Rashbi is bringing. Rashbi was, we know Rashbi, obviously he's the biggest of all his Tamidim. Right, he's the king. He's the Arye Sheba Chabura, like we say. Right, what is it? But why? Because on his derech, it's a hava. What's the klal of Rabbi Kiva? The haftal recha kamocha is a klal galvadora. This is what he was machnis into his talmidim, and this is what's machnis on day of Lag Bomer. So, meaning the hachana to Lag Bomer is what? It's the day of Achdus Yisrael. It's a day where we shouldn't be locked in a hotel. Right. Achtus there. Achtus everywhere. Whatever Achtus you can get, we gotta grab onto everything we got. Yeah. So Chaver, just look at Meron. Okay, so now just to finish with this. So Ramez from Rav Matl. We should all be zochet to be by Rav Matl and like Bomer. Amen. Okay, so listen to this, Chaver. You ready? So we see Mamash. Kachibrichu v'arais v'yisrael, he's talking about himself. He's called all these things. So it goes into Parshas Vayitze, right? It's when Yaakov is making his way out of Lavan. Okay? So it goes like this. So the pasuk says like this, yeah? Vayikach Yaakov, oven. Remember the word oven, okay? We are in Matzeva. Yaakov made an oven. He made a Matzeva. Yomer Yaakov Le'achav. Interesting, it says Le'achav, who's talking about. Liktu Avanim. What?
Rashi says it's something.
Oh, very good. Liktu Avanim. V'yikhu Avanim. He says, go take Avanim. V'yeyasu Gal. Go make a Gal. V'yochlu Sham Al Hagal. V'yikar lo Lovan Yagar Sadusa. V'yakov Karlo Gal Eid. So this Gal Eid is Arani. Gal is what? Is Gematria Lag Bomer, is Lag. And Aid is Gematria, that shame of a Kad. So that's what the whole Rem is Gal Eid. Yeah, remember that shame we said before? Yeah. Lag Bomer? So that's Gematria 74, that's Aid. And Gal is Lag Bomer. Okay? So this is what Rav Matal said the other night. So this whole thing is Mamash being Rami is about the highest Achdus. Okay. So we see, what did Yaakov say, like Berger said? He says, V'yomer Yaakov le'achav. Who's Yaakov's brother? Esav. Is Esav anywhere around here? And plus, Le'achav, how you train to Le'achav? His brothers. Plural. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Le'achav, he's talking to the Shvatim. He called the Shvatim his brothers. Interesting. Daka, he took an oven. You know, why are you taking rocks? So it goes like this. So Matal says so beautifully. And also remember the word Gali, okay? So we know that whenever we start talking about revelations of Pnimiyas HaTorah, that's Eliyahu Navi's zone. Eliyahu Navi comes. Right, who's the one who told Bar Yochai to come out? Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay? Who did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai see when he came out of the Ma'ara the second time? Hahu Saba. So Klal Shvili Princhas says, is Hahu Saba. Anytime you see the word Hahu Saba, it's talking about Eliyahu HaNavi. See, Eliyahu HaNavi comes, both times Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes out, Eliyahu HaNavi is right there. Okay? So we know, what do we say about Eliyahu HaNavi? The Heishiv Lev Avos Abanim, Lev Banim Al Avosav. He's the one who makes a Yichud of the Avos Abanim. So what did Yaakov just say here? He called his sons Echav. And he called him taking Evan. So in Evan, Rav Matal says, Evan is the words Av Uben. He told him taking Evan. Why? Because he was Meyached, that Inyan of Av Uben together. Okay? It gets better. What's Gematria Evan if you make it a big Nun? So Nun, big Gematria, Nun so fit is Gematria 700. So Aleph plus Beis plus Nun is how much? 703 is Gematria Shimon Bar Yochai. No, Shin Bar Yochai with an Aleph. Well, Yochai spelled with an Aleph. It's Mamash works. Right? Yochai in Shas is spelled sometimes Yud Vav Ches Aleph Yud. Sometimes Yud Vav Ches Yud. So here you spell with an Aleph in it. And it's Gematria 703. So that's Gematria exactly Evan. So all of a sudden you see he's taken an Evan, which is a Yichud of the sons and fathers, and that's where Shin Bar Yochai is Meramis to. And what's he calling it? He's calling it a Gal, which is Lag Ba'Omer, and he's calling it Gal Eid. So what does Gal Eid have to do with this? Right? So we see Eliyahu Navi is definitely here somewhere, yeah? What do we call Eliyahu Navi? Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu Ha? Giladi. Gal Eid. That's where Eliyahu Navi is at. So Eliyahu Navi, the one who comes to bring Geula to us, when is that? That's on the day of Gal Eid. When's that? That's Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer is when Eliyahu Navi, the Sodas HaTorah, are coming out. It's a person opens up his mind to it. But the whole Nekud of Eliyahu Navi, what's his goal? He's bringing Miyachid everyone together. He's bringing in Achdus. And that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his whole thing, Anon B'Chavivus Atayim Milsa, just to make everything with Achdus. That's all we're trying to work out. That's the Nekud that we're trying to bring out in Lag Ba'Omer, just to bring out that Achdus.
That was Yaakov Avinu was the one that did that. And that was by Lag B'Milu. It's Gematria 147.
Very nice, very nice. So exactly, Yaakov Venus, Paul this, the log, the Galid. Okay? So this is Rashbi. We see Rashbi is the whole Indian of this. What do we say Rashbi is? We said Rashbi is Kutchabrichu. It means Rashbi is Shaykh to Hashem. He's Shaykh to Oraisa, Shaykh to the Torah. And he's Shaykh to what? To Yisrael. So again, we saw a couple of things here. We said we have the Indian of Lag Ba'Omer itself. Yeah? We have the Indian of Shem Rechai, and we also have this Indian of the Shema Kadit. So they're all one together. Okay? So Siyat Hashem, Hashem sent me a nice matana. So we said the yichud is you have to have Hashem, you have to have Torah and Yisrael. So Hashem, Yukivavke, plus Torah, plus Yisrael, Zigmatria 1178. Zigmatria exactly Shimon Bar Yochai, Yom Lag Ba'Omer, and Akadit. The shame of Lag Ba'Omer itself with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's whole Metzias is just this Indian. To bring the yichud of what? Of Kutchabrichu, Yisrael, V'Raisa. And that's why, what does he say? Bahai Chibura Nafkin Migalusa. Why? Because it's day of Achdus. Being miyachid all things together with the Torah that we learn. To be oseg in Torah, mamish with a fire in it. You think Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learned Torah? No, he's mamish on fire when he learned Torah. You think when he was hanging out with the chevra, it was just them? They're mamish on fire with each other. Talking Yir Shemayim. You think his dvekas b'Hashem, is there anyone more dovek to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? So the mamish, that's all Indian chevra. Nafkim Galusa, Eliyahu Navi. In the cover of Tana, Eloi Kai, Rabbi Shimon Bayoichai. The cover of Tana, Eloi Kai, Rabbi Shimon Bayoichai. The cover of Tana, Eloi Kai, Rabbi Shimon Bayoichai. Lekavod atana Elohikai Rebbe Shemayin Baya Oy lekavod atana Elohikai Rebbe Shemayin Baya 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 Lekavod Ratana and the guy, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the cover of Tana and the guy, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the cover of Tana and the guy, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Miss Hashem, I says, I see Niflas being a new Miss Hashem, I says, Niflas being a new, the cover of Tana and the guy, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the cover of Tana and the guy, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.